Ringrazio dottor Rocca Saghiera per il suo intervento, che è particolarmente interessante perché sono riusciti effettivamente a far sì che le risorse umane dunque abbiano una parte attiva in questa esperienza. Mi chiedo se dunque sia possibile dunque fare lo stesso tipo di esperimento dunque, a livello di provincia in Italia, ma soprattutto se eventualmente non sia possibile, ma credo sia molto più difficile, dunque, rendere lo stesso tipo di fare lo stesso tipo di esperimento anche a livello centrale. Tuttavia, dunque, devo dire, è veramente molto, molto interessante. Detto ciò, passerei la parola dunque, al dottor Bernard Menke del comune di Assen, Assen famosa per le gesta di Valentino Rossi, anche se non recentemente, per la sua esposizione. Anche a lui raccomando, in inglese, senta. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the opportunity to make some remarks from the north of Holland. First, I start with a personal experience I had this day. This morning, I went from the airport from Amsterdam with a delay of 90 minutes. And afterwards, we came in Milano, and then we had a small delay of 30 minutes. And then we came to this airport on Sardinia, and then we lost our luggage. And when we wanted to visit the office to inform them that we lost our luggage, the desk was closed. So that's why, and I make this because if we speak in Holland about human resource management, we translate that immediately in terms of quality management and change management, and something went wrong today. My colleague is going with me. He's still at the airport getting our luggage together. But you will meet him tomorrow on one of those workshops. I'd like to make some small remarks on the trends of human resource management in the Netherlands and specific in my own country. I am city manager of Assen, and I do that since 1998. Before that, I was city manager in two other, two smaller cities. If you look at the art of state in the Netherlands, I can point out that there's a central government with 16 ministers. One of them is the minister president, the prime minister. Now we have a coalition of Christian Democrats and liberals. In our situation, the prime minister is not the boss of the government, but is only the primus inter pares, the first under the equal ministers. The lower level, the medium level, consists of 12 provinces, and under it, there are 458 municipalities. In Holland, we have in all areas the same way of legislation about our structure, about the legal structure of municipalities. The way Amsterdam is governed is in the structure the same way as the smallest village on the country. We have much business with central government, because central government gives its directions by legislation, but more of all, by money. 90% of the income of the local authorities come from central government. Taxes is mainly responsibility of central government, not of local government. Central government is for years and years reducing the number of municipalities. When I started my career about 30 years ago, we had over more than 1,000 municipalities, cities and small villages. But we, as professionals in local government, we encourage that development. We think it's good to have a certain minimum size of municipalities, and that should, for an average city, should be about 25,000 inhabitants. So 30 years ago, there were more than 1,000 municipalities. Now there are 458. My city is Assen. Assen is the capital of the province of Drenthe. It's a growing city. It's not the case that every day shines the sun, but we tried, we work on it. In our place, we have 700 local government employees, and we consider ourselves as a center of motorsport in Holland. Last Saturday, we had 100,000 visitors because of the Grand Prix motor races. And you see a small picture of Valentino Rossi, Il Dottore. He's very popular in Holland also. Unfortunately, he didn't win. He started as number 18, I think, and he finished as number 8, but he had a split in his wrist. He was wounded on a training day. Nicky Hayden was winner last Saturday. This is in small, the organization structure of our city. On the top of it, of course, the council, appointed by the people every 4 years. In our case, we have 33 members, divided in 8 political parties. And with 3 parties, we have a majority formed in the board. And the board consists of mayor and aldermen. The mayor is still appointed by central government, is not chosen by council or by the people, still chosen by the central government. And many people think we are a democratic state, but still the mayor is appointed by central government. But there is also, for more than 30 years, there is discussion about it. Maybe we should do like what the other European countries do, appoint the mayor by the council or by the local people. If there comes a new mayor or a new board of mayor and aldermen, and then you see my position under it, the city manager, general director of the city. When we have a new mayor or we have a new board of mayor and aldermen, it does not mean that I have to quit. I can stay. I have an appointment which is not dependent from my political surroundings. But it means that I must react on changes in demands, changes in political issues, changes on situation. If I do not change in that situation, I will get a problem within 1, 2, or 3 years, and then I have to quit also. Our structure within the city, I told you the city manager is general director, the CEO, and concern control is reporting to myself. And my concern controller, you will meet him tomorrow, that's my colleague who is now collecting our luggage. I have an easy job because I have 3 directors. They run their own departments. And well, the only thing I have to do is make good arrangements with that 3 directors. We have a new organization this year. And the leading principle of the organization was, let us focus on what type of processes we are doing in our city. We have processes on services, delivery products to the people, like improvements, subsidies, allowances, civil documents, all that you could speak of in terms of products. We delivered those services to the people. Our second area is a public area. Then you should think of care for streets, plantations, sewages, light on the street, but also social problems in the districts, like problems with youth, some youth, with drugs, addicts, some problems with lower classes. And the third department handles with development of the city towards a new future, planning, housing, infrastructure, etc. If we speak in Holland about challenges for civil services, what are we going to meet in future? What does the future expect of us? Then we use the term change management. How can we deal with changes in the organization? Changes in demographic conditions. How can we deal with changes in the environment? What do the people, their citizens, expect from us? What are their demands? But also what are the changing in budgets from central government, and with which instruments will we do that? We expect our employees to look outside, to work together with companies, with investors, with neighborhoods. They have to be flexible in their kind of work, not only stay behind the desk and do the work like they did it 20 or 30 years ago. We want them to focus on what is the quality of the services and do they meet customer satisfaction. We want professionals. They should know their job and they should know what citizens expect of them. And therefore, we use a new set of requirements or qualifications. We think that competence, the skills, the way that our people handle, our employees handle in practice, are maybe more important than expert thinking. We can hire expert thinking from universities or from science, advice bureaus. But we want our people, our employees, to translate that expert thinking to good arrangements with our citizens. We want them to be flexible to their own internal position, but also to the external changes I talked about. We want them to know that once you are appointed to a civil employee, you have no lifetime guarantee, and specifically for managers is that the case. You have to be judged. You have to be compared with your performance with other managers, with other employees. And if you don't pass that light exam, if you don't do what is expected of you, then you will have a problem. On the other side, when you are compared to, when you are prepared and you are ready to compare yourself with your colleagues or with your colleagues from other cities, when you do on benchmarking, when you do on exchange of vision by colleagues, then you are fit for the future. And one of our items in all those developments is, if you got a complaint from a citizen, there's not a burden, that's not a threat, it's an advice. It's an advice for you and it's an advice for free about how you can improve better. I have a small example of how we in Holland help each other by counseling and coaching each other. For myself, I am a member of the Dutch Union of City Managers, and there's a small group of members in it who play a role as internal coaches and counselors. And if a colleague of us, and I'm one of them, and in a working situation with his mayor or with his council or by his own staff, then he can play intervention with colleagues, he can ask for advice, he can also ask for some mediation to handle those personal problems from colleagues. We cannot always help those colleagues. We cannot always save such a colleague, but we always can help him. What we foresee for the future is that the demands from inhabitants, they will increase. Our inhabitants, like yours, I think, they see local government as a kind of insurance company. If something goes wrong, local government, the city, should help. That could be in emergency situations or in catastrophes. In our country, for some years ago, we had a big problem with water. So many rainwaters there, the water couldn't flow away to the sea. That's why we are called the Netherlands, the lower lands, the Peisi Basi. The water was a problem. Water went in the houses. Water came from above, but people expected the cities to help solving those problems. And there's an increasing feeling with the citizens that the local government, that the city, could help them. On the other hand, the citizens, they expect the local government to respect their privacy, their personal lifestyle, and government should stay far away from it. And we see that our citizens compare the way we perform more and more with the way they are served by private companies. And they think and they ask ourselves, how can it be that if we can go to McDonald's and we have a hamburger in 1 minute, how can it then be that we have to wait for 8 weeks for a letter, for a response letter from the government if we ask something to the government? More and more those comparison is made between what private companies can make on customer satisfaction and what we do in our own business. Another kind of developments is how do we perform? I think the time that we can expect that our citizens go for every single thing to a town hall, even we have a beautiful town hall like you all heard, that time is past, is over. It's our task, our duty, to bring the town hall to the people at their home. And that means we have to use new applications like internet or email or how do you call it, with the government, with paying transactions.
We have to...
Small time. Okay. And that's what we expect from our employees, to prepare themselves for that changes. Changing is the only thing that will be stable. And in fact, as you play it in football terms or in soccer terms, we have only one good football player in all those years, was Johan Cruyff. Johan Cruyff said 30 years ago in 1972, the crux is to get the ball under control as quick as you possibly can. Then you have more time to look around. Grazie mille.